I've been working all day long.
This is Blues Before Sunrise. Each week, we examine the forgotten pages of blues heritage, dusting off records by obscure and unknown artists, as well as the immortal bluesmen. So we hope you'll take the time to listen along with us on Blues Before Sunrise.
Well, baby, don't go. I love you so. Don't leave me all alone. Well, I cried all night. You know it's not right. Oh, please, come back home. Well, oh, can't you understand that I'm your loving man? The tears in my eyes.
There are the Cadets and Don't You Go from the year 1955. And it comes off a package. This was issued in Scandinavia, and it features Richard Berry. Are you familiar with Richard Berry? He was the guy who sang the original Louie Louie, not the Kingsmen. That was the white version, but the black version was done by the Pharaohs. And Richard Berry was in a number of different groups. If you were black and a teenager during the 1950s, you might be familiar with some of these guys. That was the Cadets. When he sang Louie Louie, he was in the Pharaohs, also the Crowns. Let's see who else is here. The Locketts. He was in all of those different vocal groups during the 1950s. But that was Don't You Go, 1955, the Cadets. And it gets us started on this week's edition of Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here for the next 5 hours, blowing the dust off of some of the forgotten sounds and black vintage music. Lots of old records here. This first hour is usually devoted to the sounds of Bronzeville. That means the jazz side of the blues, and our opening set belongs to the King Cole Trio. Let's see, the first couple anyways are broadcast performances. It's the King Cole Trio.
I pick them and you play them, is that it?
That's it.
Well, okay then, suppose we start with a little number that's new in your book, but it's one I think your public's going to hear a lot and like a lot. Naughty Angeline.
Many rings on your fingers, naughty Angeline. You laugh at romance that lingers, naughty Angeline. You take a heart, then you break it just for fun. Someday you'll break one too many. Yours may be the one. Everyone kisses a flower filled with sweet perfume. Nobody kisses a flower when it's lost its bloom. So come to my arms, mischief-making baby. Settle down and just be mine. Cause deep in your heart, you a good little girl, naughty Angeline. Come to my arms, mischief-making baby. Settle down and just be mine. Cause deep in your heart, you a good little girl, naughty Angeline. Naughty, naughty, naughty Satchem out, baby. We can have a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun. Because you are the cutest one. You're so neat, sweet. Walking down the street, the fellas all holler. You are the cutest one. You're so heavenly. What a break for me. Honey, can't you see? I'm in love, love, love. Satchem out, baby. We can have a lot of fun. Yes, a lot of fun. Because you are the cutest one. You are the cutest one. You are the cutest one. Fun, yes, a lot of fun, because you are the cutest one. You're so neat, sweet, walking down the street, the fellas all holler. You are the cutest one. You're so heavenly. What a break for me. Honey, can't you see? I'm in love, love, love. Satchem out, baby. We can have a lot of fun, yes, a lot of fun, because you are the cutest one, you are the cutest one, you are the cutest one.
Nothing ever happened while you are out of town. The monotony is killing me. It's getting me down. Lonely, lonely. Nothing ever happens. Time just seems to crawl. I'm so lonely, dear. I wish you were here, that's all. Why, when I walk down the street, the people I meet look as dull as some old knives.
dance or a show. Don't help me, I know. And this one heck of a life, little. Nothing ever happened. I don't know what I'll do. So to bed, tend to dream again. Ho, then you start in morning low, feeling low, and up you go. Got a jitter, jumper, jitter, you love. Love should be a symphony, but it swings too hot to be just a goofy rhapsody. Got a jitter, jumper, jitter, you love. You got the jitter, boy, bad. Ain't love grand that way. Feeling happy, feeling sad, can't make you learn a little heart, oh babe. Try to think of something new, but you simply know can do. Another guy's gone goofy too. Got the jitter, jumper, jitter, you love. What you doing to my heart? Seems to me the Cupid dart landed in my apple cart. What you doing to my heart? Something, something in my chest popped the button off my vest. Honey, you a lovely pest. What you doing to my heart? Don't you think I'm putting up with things the way they've been? Love's a racket, watch me crack it. I'm declaring war. You think you're just so smart, baby? If I get a start, I'll be tearing you apart. What you doing to my heart? I'm putting up with things the way they've been. Oh, love's a racket, watch me crack it. I'm declaring the war. You think you are just so smart, baby. If I get a start, I'll be tearing you apart. What you doing to my heart?
All right, King Cole Trio and our opening set here this week. The first couple of sides were broadcast performances, the first one from July 1947, Naughty Angeline. Then from June of 1945, Satchel Mouth Baby, those are the broadcasts. And the final three sides that we listened to were actually recordings that wound up in the vaults of the Savoy label. And these are the earliest, I think, that I've seen from Nat and the trio. If you're a longtime listener, you've heard me play things from around this time before, because the original vocal concept for the group was not that Nat would be the solo vocalist. It was that the three of them would all sing in sort of a Hep Harmony kind of a style, but that really didn't work out too well. We won't play any of those this morning, but this is from that same time. These are from September of 1938. And let's see, we had Nothing Ever Happens, also Jumpy Jitters, and the last one, What You Doing to My Heart. And one of the other ways that you can tell that this is a very early incarnation of the King Cole Trio is the fact that it's Nat Cole on piano and vocals, Oscar Moore on guitar, but the bass player here is Wesley Prince, who was the original bass player, and he got gone with the draft when the war kicked in. He was one of those guys that was called to service, and Johnny Miller took his place on bass pretty much for the duration of the trio. King Cole Trio with their opening set. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise, from the sound of the King Cole Trio. You know, the people in Chicago claim Nat as their own because he came from Chicago. He went to DeSalvo, he and his brothers. And even though most of the recording work was done out in the West Coast, here's another person that we'd like to claim for our own, even though he wasn't a native Chicago, and it's Billy Eckstein. And these are among the earliest Eckstein recordings. They were done when he was the featured vocalist with Earl Hines and his orchestra. And we'll grab a handful. Let's see. These are 41, 41. I think they're all 41 or 42. Here we go.
Jitney man, a regular jockey I am. Any place you wanna go, I can take you fast or slow. Bully da 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 da, I'm the jitney man. Oh, I can drive, I can. Behind this wheel, I'm the man. Take it easy in your seat, everything will be alright. Holla da, holla da, I'm the jitney man. You don't even have to call. Look like you're going somewhere. And I'll be there with the door wide open, waiting to take your fare. I'm the jitney man. Take you and bring you, my friend. I'm always up and down the street, cause jitney drivers got to eat. Boop-dee-da-da-da-da, I'm the jitney man.
Whoa! ain't no hammer that's in this delta that rings like mine, that rings like mine. Done bust this rock, boy, from here to Maker, all the way to the jail, yes, on to the jail. Jack of diamonds, you Jack of diamonds, I know you of old, yeah, I know you of old. You rob my pocket, you rob my pocket, you rob my pocket of silver and gold.
Take me there. Oh,
And there are early recordings by Billy Eckstein when he was the featured vocalist with Earl Hines and the orchestra. Let's see, we started out with a thing called Jitney Man, November of 1941, also from that same session. You Don't Know What Love Is. From August of 1941, we had Waterboy. And we wrapped it up with the latest recording from March of 1942 and Skylark. And I don't know that this will be of any interest to anybody else around the country, but to those of you in Chicago, a Jitney man, a Jitney was a cab driver. This gets sort of complicated. When I first started doing this program and would play that record, there were still many black listeners around who came from the age when what's known today as Martin Luther King Drive was its original name, which was Grand Boulevard. Right, same road, but it was known as Grand Boulevard. And in 1926, it changed the name to South Parkway. And there were cabs that drove up and down Grand Boulevard, South Parkway, and this is sort of interesting. They called the cabs the Jitney. That's what they referred to as Jitney. But the reason, as I understand it, that they were called Jitneys was because Jitney was slang for a nickel, for a five-cent piece, and that's what it cost to get a ride in the Jitney. And you couldn't hop in a Jitney and say, take me to so-and-so. You had to go on their route, which was just strictly up and down South Boulevard, later South Parkway, and then in 1968, after the death of Dr. King, it became King Drive. But that's what the Jitney Man was all about. He was the cab driver that everybody, all the teenagers on the South Side were grabbing rides, going out to the clubs, seeing live entertainment. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Well, there's a lot of vintage sounds. Let's update it a little bit. We've got Ella Fitzgerald here, and these are all sides from the 1950s.
Ooh. baby, di daddy, good night in the
just a void and empty space when you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life the moment that you go away. There is no night, there is no day. The world stops turning, the clock stops ticking, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning, oh. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms. Can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, and the
Oh, there's Ella Fitzgerald, Cool Breeze from 1959. If you're a regular listener, you know how much I love Joe Williams. I hear records where he goes toe-to-toe with Ella trying to scat with her, and I just think, no, Joe, you better leave it alone. You do it good, but nobody does it as well as she does. Cool Breeze, 1959. It rounds out the set. We started the thing with Smooth Sailing, another wordless vocal from June 1951. That was Bill Doggett, one of his early ventures out on the organ. Then Ella and I Wished on the Moon from March 1954. We heard her again, There's a Lull in My Life from October 1957, and wrapped it up with Cool Breeze from 1959. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I think it's just about Hep Harmony O'Clock. Time for the Charioteers. Here we go.
Dusk a melancholy echo, lingering in the day. It's the call of the canyon, once again I'm dreaming of you. Every night I set the moonlight up and down the river shore. It's the call of the canyon. Maybe I will find you once more.
Standing there alone by the ashes of the fire we said would never die, will I ever find that embers burning from the days gone by?
Canyon, bringing back your memory.
up to where you are. I'll have a time, it's a climb, but I'll make it cause I'm shooting
Eddie Hall, and I'm Shooting High from May 1936, accompanied by Willie Lewis and the orchestra. We started with the Charioteers, some Hep Harmony, The Call of the Canyon from October 1940, then Boogie Piano from Pete Johnson on the solo art label Let 'em Jump from April 1939, and that brought us around to Adelaide Hall. I see we're running short here, not of time, but of records. So let's give Adelaide Hall another listen. This is a real early one from October 1927. Duke Ellington in the orchestra. This is an early Ellington orchestra before Johnny Hodges was there. But this was one of the notable songs in their songbook called Creole Love Call.
Thank you.
Adelaide Hall with Duke Ellington and the orchestra, October 1927, Creole Love Call. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with our number two. ¶¶